it, Andy.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over all of the rustling of the microphone and the headphones.
We got this. We got this.
Thank you.
It's organized.
Off to a great start.
Yeah.
Elroy Johnson of Long Beach. His boy Elroy. Bing, bing,
Didn't
ding,
he play
ding,
Mason
ding.
The Shazams?
Daughter Judy. Da 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 da. No, it's only Elroy this time, not Daughter Judy. Elroy Johnson of Long Beach. The clock has been started, sir. 888-696-1003. You've got 10 minutes to live. No, 10 minutes to call us back so you can get $100. 888-696-1003. Christian, you remember the night that I met my wife?
We
were at Mel's Diner.
Yes.
Walked in. The place was new, the one on Highland.
Yep.
I sang this song karaoke.
She fell in love with you instantly.
Dedicated it to her.
Yeah.
Only problem was I got the names wrong and I dedicated it to her friend.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well done.
Had to go back to the table and square all that out.
It's a good job you got that squared away before you married her. A
little bit.
Yeah.
There you go. It's John Mellencamp. Stories of my childhood on the sound.
Hey, it's Bill. You guys have any lady rockers on the menu today? I mean, I'm trying to create a mood over here. You dig? Thanks a pant load, Channers.
We've got a couple of bands coming to the Forum August 28th that have shared members over the years. Journey and Santana are coming to the Forum, and we've got tickets. Tickets go on sale, actually, on Saturday at 10 a.m. But if you want to play the time capsule and match musical knowledge with Christian James Hand here. You know, you did so well yesterday with the Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I think we're going to double down. Do Led Zeppelin again.
Oh, great. Let me get back on the Wikipedia page because there's a couple things I don't know about.
Yeah, him. Open up Reddit.
Okay.
See what you can learn.
Yeah, maybe the thread.
You call right now. Take caller 3, 888-696-1003 for that. It's 100.3 The Sound. Specifically, it's a program called Andy in the Afternoon. Christian James Hand is my daily partner right over there.
Hey, buddy.
We did not have anyone call us. Elroy did not return our invitation to call. So that means that Sally Treviso of San Fernando has $400. So if Sally owes you money, now's the time to hit her up.
Yeah, give her a quick call about that.
Well, I'll find out here at the top of the hour if your name is called out. You need to be texting in. Payroll, all one word, to 21003, so you're in the running for that. I urge you to do that soon. And before that happens, though, in this next half hour, we're going to do Song Fight. It's something that if you haven't listened, let's say you usually get out of the car around this time every day, stay in. Stay in the car. Stay in the parking lot. Because at 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song, and they do it by blind ballot, and then you get to tell us which song wins by text. Just your gut feeling. We're tied right now, 17-17. I am going to kick your face in today.
Wow.
And I mean that in a nice way.
Sure.
In a friendly way.
It sounded
good. You're going to taste your own blood this evening.
All right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. By the way, my song pick yesterday, Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
Inducted into the 2016 Country Music Hall of Fame today.
Look at you. Look at you. Prescient
How
as
about
ever.
That.
Yep.
In the meantime, we have something called the Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's a chance for John of Pasadena, who's waiting on the line, to get some tickets to go see Journey and Santana. Let's do that next on The Sound. All right, let's not fart around. Let's get into the time capsule, huh?
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's open. Thank you, Dr. Hawking. And we've got somebody on the line to play along on the home game. John from Pasadena. You hear me, John?
Yeah, I hear you. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you, brother?
All right.
What are you doing?
Just kicking back.
Nice.
Trying to win tickets.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes for you.
Great
I'm
going
to ask you a question of Christian here at the end. You get to second guess him. So hold on for just a second. In the meantime, I love the band Dr. Hook, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Rolling Stone. Want to
see my picture on the cover. Oh, you're the one? Wanna
buy five copies. Oh, are you kidding me? This is the day it finally happens. Dr. Hook get their picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. 1975? But it's kind of like asking a genie to make you a banana split, and instead of giving you a dessert, they turn you into a banana with ice cream stuff all over you. The Dr. Hook, they're drawn in caricature on the magazine cover, so I guess that beats nothing. You don't like Dr. Hook? When you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard.
Is that Dr. Hook?
Oh, yeah. I love Dr. Hook.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That song is unrecognizable.
I guess I'm the only one. You're from Britain. You don't know anything.
This is Dr. Hook?
No.
Oh.
Health scare for Neil Young this day in 2005. He undergoes surgery in New York on a brain aneurysm. He notices something's wrong a couple weeks earlier at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. He has blurry vision, so he has doctors check it out. Sure enough, brain aneurysm. And then while he's recuperating, he ruptures the incision. You know, they go up through the groin for that. They start in the groin.
What?
They go all the way up that
for
artery.
For brain aneurysm?
Up into your brain, yeah. Yeah, that's how they do the surgery. It's crazy. And so where he had been opened in his groin, that ruptured, and he almost bled out on the sidewalk near the hospital. Luckily for us, he did not. And I just remembered I interviewed Neil Young a few weeks ago, and I just got all happy all over again.
Yeah.
It was a high water mark for me. All right, so let's bring John back into the fun here. Christian, since you know so much about Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yes.
We're going back to them today for a trivia question. This day in 1975, how many albums do they have in the Billboard 200 album chart? Two, four, or all of them? What's your answer?
I'm going to say that because they're the only band to ever have pulled this off, it's all of them, Andy.
John, what's your answer? Is he correct or not?
I'd say he's correct.
Wow, and it's one of the few times he is.
Yes!
Yep, all of them. This is the day in 1975 that the month-old Physical Graffiti album tops the chart. And apparently it renews interest in the band across the board. It puts all six of their albums back into the top 200 chart as well. That's pretty impressive. So you're going to get to go see Journey in Santana at the Forum August 28th. Tickets are on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. rather. I'm sorry. Hold on the phone for just a second, John. We'll get you squared away. All right, brother?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Go back to kicking your feet up there.
Yeah,
relaxing. I think we might have taxed him a little bit much this afternoon.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday, Andy. He's going to take it easy.
Let Neil play us out. And by the way, a word of caution, if you ever meet a girl named Cinnamon, she's probably a stripper. It's 100.3 The Sound. You make what?
I actually don't think we can say it on the air, but you could say it in the context of a song.
In the song. The song can say it, but I can't say
nope.
it?
Nope. No, you can't.
Okay.
It's absurd.
Round one. Fight!
It's time for Song Fight. Every day, right around this time, Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot. I don't know what he's picked. He doesn't know what I pick. And we let you vote and say which song wins. Because if you can't argue and wager about art, then what's the point?
Why bother?
Unless it's to make a ringtone out of it. So, I won last night, evening things up 17-17. After all this time,
it's a big day.
Nip and tuck,
yep.
As they say. All right, well, then I have always loved the band 38 Special. Had a
Ooh.
Soft spot in my mind, in my heart for them. I just love the guitar tones and the voice. So I've chosen this song. One called If I'd Been the One.
Man, great choice, buddy.
Bruce Springsteen's first wife, Julianne Phillips, in the video. Looking hot as she needs to look.
Useless piece of information that is. Thank you.
Oof. Empty space in my heart. And some things never change.
So good.
Like the guitar following the vocal melody.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
And it just goes on and on. Can you read my mind?
I always thought cowbell would have brought it to another level.
Good cowbell.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. If we get to play this after six, if it wins,
yeah.
Maybe we can find some cowbell for it.
It's not going to win, so let's not
worry
about that.
All right, your choice, Christian.
Man, and
it's a good one.
I have no choice but to.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis.
Played through tin cans
yes,
and pieces
apparently
of string.
Broadcast by Telstar.
Ah, YouTube.
In the middle of the pouring rain.
All right, so there you go. Those are the choices.
I mean, what a pearl necklace of razor blades it is to have this be your first song out. You know what I'm saying?
Can you say what you just said on the radio?
Yeah, because I meant like a literal
necklace made of
pearls.
Okay, good. If Andy's song wins, if you like the 38 special, text A.
Wow.
A to 21003. If it's this one from Christian, then text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results after 6 p.m. right here on The Sound. Let's find out if you're on the payroll. That's what we're going to do next on The Sound. Treviso's doing really well. San Fernando's where she's from. She's got $400 so far. Want to make it five? Want to make it five the hard way? No, let's do it the easy way. If we don't get a call back from Stephen Hardy of Garden Grove, starting the clock right now, Stephen, 888-696-1003 is the number. 10 minutes to call us. Stephen Hardy of Garden Grove, 888-696-1003. Call us up so we can put you on the payroll and give you $100. The answer to the question posed in this song, there is not a woman you can sock on the jaw.
No, there isn't.
Turns out.
Yep.
So just correcting that for posterity, mm-hmm. Mr. Bowie,
mm-hmm.
Young Americans, 100.3 of the sound. Do you know we're Southern California's classic rock?
We're also the heartbeat of Southern
and the
California,
heartbeat
according to you.
Of the Southland.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Put that on my doodly list. Christian James Hand, he goes deeper into the music than anybody I know, and you've got one of my favorite tunes.
Buck
Blue
Dormer.
Oyster Cult. The greatest name.
Such a solid rock star name.
Everybody in Blue Oyster Cult made up a stupid name. He's the only one that kept it, and
yeah.
It's awesome.
I mean, you would if you called yourself Buck Dormer.
Absolutely.
What were the other guys' names?
I don't know.
See, that's why.
There you go.
Yeah, let's listen to some guitar for Burden. This is, man... This is my favorite part.
So good. Chucking.
The little Andy Summers guitar on the left-hand side. Wow, that's a great ringtone.
I'd listen to just this.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah. There are.
Oh, so good.
I know.
It's like 17 songs in one. What a sick tone.
It's really good. It's rough.
Sounds less poorly.
Yeah.
Right?
Lots of sustain.
Yeah.
Back into it.
Yeah.
Go back
so
into this.
So dang good.
Hey, when can people come see you do that kind of thing live?
I'm doing it April 9th at Swing House. I just put the last remaining four tickets are now available. The link is up on the End of the Afternoon page. It's also on the Sounds page if you want. It's $10. Come and hang out. I will be doing Queen and another song as part of my lecture series, so check it out. You want to be there.
Down, 100.3 the sound. I'm Andy Chanley. This is Christian over here. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. It's a program that very quickly, we just did our 50th show yesterday, very quickly has become the heartbeat of the Southland. And we have you to thank for that. And so, sometimes you post things on the Andy in the Afternoon page. And sometimes you like the page or like things that we've done. Well, we've had Super Sammy, our producer, go look at some of those posts and reward those people without even knowing it. Dave Medina from the Andy in the Afternoon fan page. He posted a picture in response to Christian's Angry San Pellegrino soda post. He put a Coca-Cola picture on there. Dave, you're getting the vinyl soundtrack for that HBO show. Ryan Manna, Christian put up one of the greatest album covers ever, Jefferson Starship.
Oof.
It's really good.
It's amazing.
You should go and look at the picture on the Andy in the Afternoon page. He posted one himself. It was the Simpsons Sgt. Pepper's
yes.
cover. Very nicely done. Ryan Manna, you also are getting the vinyl soundtrack. I know you didn't ask for it. We just like to give things away because we're that kind of guy. Coming up, though, we're going to break some more stuff down. There has been a request for some Bon Jovi. Christian, are you up to the task?
Let me stretch first.
We'll find out soon on the show. Nobody does this. Nobody but this guy right over here, Christian James Hand. Take us deep, 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 deep undercover.
Well, Andy, if you're going to do Bon Jovi, there's only one thing to focus on, my friend.
And what's that? The vocoder.
It's actually a talk box.
Is this Richie Sambora?
It sounds like him if you ever hung out with him. This is what he's like when he talks. Just does that, you know? It's the Batman theme.
Oh, it's good.
Followed by, little Joey Lawrence guitar sound.
Then it does the Peanuts theme.
Yeah.
The teacher.
I never noticed that before. Yeah. That's incredible. It's right there before the chorus.
It's right.
Oh, Lord. Well, let's listen for the Peanuts theme. Actually, now that we know that it's there, let's listen for it in the original.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff this guy...
You're never going to hear that unless you really dig deep into these tracks.
He's going to dig deep in person. If there's still tickets left, there are only a handful, a couple of them. Go to the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page. You'll see the sound sessions. He does this lecture series where he breaks it. That makes it sound boring, but you really go into these songs. You get to hear what made them what they are. And maybe have a beer from next door, too.
Sure.
Can't do that when you're on the radio.
No.
Unless you're at a bar. Maybe you should just go to a bar.
I'm just going to sniff glue instead.
It's when the bullet hits the bone. That's when you come to know.
True words have never been spoken, my friend.
That's Golden Earring.
So good.
Twilight Zone.
Remember the video?
No.
It was like one of those where it looked like an old, like a movie. You know, it's like the real, the Hungry like the Wolf thing.
Kind of like Der Kommissar?
Yes.
Remember Der Kommissar?
They don't make videos like that anymore.
Don't come around. Just... Oh, no. Der Kommissar's in town.
What's even better was the Falco version of that.
Oh, right.
Which was even more Der Kommissar than Der Kommissar was.
Okie dokie. You know what we've got going on is one of those genuine song fights. I picked this song from 38 Special. I think your blink, blink, blink is helping out my cause. I'm being beaten right now by a margin of 3-1 because he chose this song. Boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Hard to fight that funk. Mark Cohn, Walking Tough. In Memphis. So if you like the If I'd Been One 38 Special song, that's my song. Text A to 21003. If it's Christian's, this one here, Walking in Memphis from Mark Cohn, then text C to 21003 like he needs the help. Don't text and drive, dummy. Standard rates apply. Results after 6 p.m. Maybe it's because I called people a dummy.
No.
We've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. That is next on the sound. Right after, we see if you are on the payroll. Final name of the day coming out in mere moments on the sound. Angel on the sound payroll, and you'll like it, yes you will. The
Is it that time already, Andy?
I know. It's flying by. Good
Lord.
Okay. Harvey Simpson of Wilmington. Where's Wilmington?
Delaware.
Okay. Harvey Simpson of Wilmington, you've got 10 minutes. The clock has started. 888-696-1003. 888-696-1003. Harvey Simpson of Wilmington. Otherwise, we'll make it $600 for Sally Treviso. Is that what you want me to do? I'll do it. That's right. The Workday Whistle supported by Chevy Silverado. It's Chevy Truck Month. Visit your Southern California Chevy dealer for the most complete lineup of pickups. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. I'm still trying to settle on a whistle, though. I was thinking maybe this one.
No.
Workday whistle, that's not good?
No.
How about the picking whistle?
All right, closer.
That's better?
Yep.
All right, I'll keep working on it.
Thank you.
Biddy and the Jets, Elton John, Andy in the Afternoon. We should play that song sometime.
You know what? We should. We played a fragment of it long enough.
The whole song once.
Such a good song.
But it's time to break something down. What you got?
Well, you know, it's kind of mandatory, my friend. I feel bad for the rest of the guys in the band, including Diamond Dave. But every time we do a Van Halen, you can't... You know what I'm saying? Like, you just... You gotta...
The maestro. Can you make it sound like Jamaican steel drums?
How do you take the tap harmonic and make that your own?
He holds the pick between his middle finger and his thumb, so he has his index finger out, so he can tap with that.
Ah, this would be so much better if it was on television.
How about this?
No, that's...
See, he holds it between the middle finger, this one right here,
yes,
is the middle finger.
Explains it.
Pretty good stuff. Hey, Christian, please tell me where people can come out and see you and beat you up in a dark alley.
They can't. It's sold out.
What?
April 9th is now completely sold out.
The sound session is sold out.
Yes, yes. My next one will be in May. I think it's going to be the second weekend of, so keep listening for details on that. And while you do that, listen to the majesty that is Edward Van Halen.
Oh, but you will be in a Mark in the morning.
I will, and I'll be doing maybe some Zeppels.
Sweet.
We'll see what happens.
All right, we didn't hear back from Harvey Simpson, so let's make a phone call here, Christian.
100.3, the sound's biggest winner. How can I help you?
Well done.
Kudos.
Well done, Sally Treviso of San Fernando.
That's right.
We're going to need you for another hour. 600 bucks now, Sally.
That's right.
What are you doing right now, smartass?
Getting ready to go home.
Nice. Well, have a great night.
You too, my dear.
And
you
tune in the morning at 8 a.m. That's when they're going to call out another name, and somebody's going to screw it up, and you're going to get another $100. I feel it.
That's right. Yeah, I feel it, too. I feel it.
All right. I like her.
She was fantastic. Yeah,
that's Sally.
Yep. Sassy Sally.
She's going to go far. Maybe we'll talk to her yet tomorrow. Maybe she'll be on the payroll around 3 o'clock. We'll find out. You got to text payroll yourself to 21003. Get in the running for that. Don't let Sally take all your dough. You too. And 100 minutes commercial free.
Don't!
Hello, it's Dr. Ben Carson. This is just too raucous for me. Can't you play a nice, slow ballad once in a while? Ah, much better. Thank you, Andy in the Afternoon.
What? You're spoiling us. Break it down again. What you gonna break down now, Christian?
Well, it's four lads from this place in England called Liverpool. Mm. And I think they're going to kind of take the world by storm, I'm fairly sure.
Jerry and the Pacemakers?
It is, in fact.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head.
It's nice singing it like 50 cents low.
Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone.
On purpose.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Sky.
I follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies.
Man, the drugs were good back then.
Everyone so were the marshmallow smiles pies. As well, you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis the people.
I mean, it's just so dang good. I don't
it's
know.
It's really to, awesome. Yeah, I mean, tomorrow, this guy right here is going to do what nobody else that I know does in radio anywhere. He's going to break down another song. Some Led Zeppelin in the morning on Mark
quite,
in the Morning?
Quite
at
possibly.
What time?
Yeah, 7:30. I'll be dragging myself out of bed. I should be here by then. So,
only dude that goes that far in the music is right here on 100.3. The sound. Should we hear it in its entirety?
Let me just let me get one of the marshmallow pies you got over there.
Well, Christian, my friend.
Round one, fight.
Looks like we've got ourselves a winner in the song fight tonight. I got drubbed. I should actually look up what the total is here. Is it worth it? Yeah, Christian's song won 70% to 30%. I'd be angry if you hadn't picked such a great song.
It's true.
This song fight, we pick a song at 10 till 4 every day, and you vote by text what wins. And this wins, Andy in the Afternoon. Congratulations. Is it true, the rumor, that this is about marijuana?
I'm not listening. I'm just basking in the glory of my song fight win. What'd you say?
You shut up. You shut your mouth. Okay, so you're one up on me on song fight. We'll do another one tomorrow, 10 till 4.
Did I win today?
Shut up. Nate, who gave you that?
Aaron Au on the our
Facebook. Oh, you mean
Facebook,
Aaron Au?
Aaron Au on our Facebook
our
fan page.
Fan page president?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then I guess
He's worked that stat out.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, yeah. So.
You know, it's nice to be important, Christian, but it's more important to be nice.
No, not true.
100 minutes commercial-free classic rock is underway. Respect. 100.3 The Sound. And 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on Andy in the Afternoon. Christian James Hand is right over here with me. Oh, that's kind of nice.
Name the song.
The Magnificent Seven by The Clash?
Nope.
In Your Eyes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Playing
pretty good. Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Nobody does just solo on the triangle.
It's a lost art, buddy.
Really is.
Yeah.
You know what a definition of a gentleman is?
No.
Somebody who can play the triangle and doesn't. I'd like to thank everyone who listens to the sound and
makes
this program, Andy in the Afternoon, makes
the
this show.
The triangle of Southern California.
No, it's the heartbeat of Southern California. Thanks to a fan page on Facebook that Aaron Allen and so many people frequent. Over 700 members on that thing now, I think.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Come on over.
So like us also on Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. It means the world to us to have you with us every single day. Up next, gather round. We're going to sing each other goodnight. Goodnight, John Boy. Goodnight, Mary Ellen. Goodnight, Daddy. Goodnight, Jim James.
Bob, Tom, Bob-a-roo.
We're going to do it all next on The Sound. It is Andy in the Afternoon. Did Danny Mizrahi just sneak out of here?
Yeah, he just walked in and out.
He got an invitation to sing on the Goodnight song, and he walked out.
He besmirched it.
I am hurt. All right, everyone. We got Rita Wild coming up in just a second, but I can't wait any longer. We got to do it. blow bubbles at the back of my head. Oh, he's got his keyboard. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish, play Danny, and a prayer that every dream comes true. That's good. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part.
Very jazzy.
I know that you'll always remain in my heart. Everybody sing good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams to you. This is on Facebook Live. Here's a wish.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer.
And a prayer.
Every dream comes true.
And now, until we meet again,
say adios,
adios,
au revoir,
au revoir,
auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas, I love you.
Good night, Daddy, I love you.
Good night, Vivian. Thank you for participating, Danny.
Yeah, it was mostly tonics he went with on the tune-in.
Don't ever play that again.
So no. Silly.
Hey, Rita Wild's coming in. She's got something we like to call rock to share with you. And so she's going to do that for the next 5 hours. We'll be back tomorrow to hang out with you at 3 o'clock. Danny, you're the employee of the day.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll be back here in a couple hours.
Start it all again.